Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're looking at updates on this major water pipe burst. This is by the corner of Summerway and Midway in Fairmount. Now, could this result into a water a chronic water shortage? What are we looking at the moment? Joining us now, Councillor Daniel Shea, who's a councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. Councillor, good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and hello to the listeners.
Oh, great to have you on board, Councillor, and thank you for taking the time just to update us as to, well, the first question. There's your first question. Well, what's the latest regarding this burst pipe? Over to you, Councillor.
So the latest is that Joburg Water have acknowledged the complaints and the escalations, but we've had no commitment from them to actually tell us when they're going to come fix it. So it's a very frustrating situation, because we've all reported it, we've all escalated, they know about it, but there just seems to be no will to actually come in and do their jobs.
Okay, so yeah, that somewhat rings familiar. You're not the only one, and everybody in the area, it resonates with a lot of people at this point in time. But now, are there any other such reports in the area going on?
So, there's not a leak of this size in our area at the moment, but the city of Joburg loses the equivalent of the Zoo Lake a day in water leaks. And it doesn't seem to be a thing that Joburg Water is massively concerned about, or the mayor is massively concerned about. When we've asked in council what the plan to rectify this is, he kind of points to Rand Water and says it'll all be okay. But we need a government that's serious about fixing the issues.
Well, Daniel, that's putting it mildly. Do we know what the cause is? Do we know what caused this?
So, if I recall correctly, this particular pipe it's not one of the new pipes in the area that's been replaced. I think it's one of the older father cement pipes that remains. And that's just a case of you have a fluctuation in pressure or something, and we've had a few water outages in the area in the last couple of weeks. And the moment your pressure decreases and increases again, it just finds the weakness in the pipe and pushes through.
Indeed, Daniel. I'm just getting feedback from residents who are saying they were fixing pipes during the week. Could this also be the cause?
So, yeah, every time you have, particularly with the old father cement type pipes, every time you have something like that where they turn off water and turn on water, it creates further stress on the pipe. So the pipes that is burst, I think, is beyond its lifespan. And essentially you're doing things it's not designed to do, which is be turned on and off. Water pipes are meant to be at a permanent or standard pressure most of the time. Right. And it's going to just find the weak point.
Daniel, so at this point in time, what are we looking at in the area? Let's start with roads and access areas. Is there anything the public need to know about in any crucial information that you can disseminate at this point in time?
So in terms of there's not much crucial in terms of what size we need to get this resolved in the way and when they get this repair underway. The immediate area will be turned off. But it's not going to be a massive area, because we do have, thank God, we have valves in Ben Hazel, so we can turn off small areas.
Okay.
But I think what actually our bigger issue in Joburg at the moment is the state of city power, which I think people have to become aware of, is that they do have a subcontractor strike, which means that if your house goes off, you're going to be off for much longer than expected. I think that is going to affect people in Johannesburg far more than this current water issue in Glen Hazel.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for that information, Daniel. Yeah, right. If it's not one thing, it's another at this point in time. But Daniel, looking at the area still, are there any essential services, facilities which are being affected in the area at the moment? Anything that one needs to know about in that part of the world?
So I think no one's complained to me that they haven't got water, so that's functioning.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the orchards outage with electricity are resolved. So facilities like the Intel Clinic are back online and electricity no longer using backup. I think we're fairly good currently in terms of our critical infrastructure. It's functional, everyone has water. The roads are amongst the better conditioned roads in Johannesburg, thanks to community initiatives that have improved the road situation. I always refer to Ward 72 as a little piece of heaven compared to the rest of Joburg.
Okay.
And we're kind of still in that situation.
All right. So
we just need to...
Yeah, I wanted to elaborate on that. So how often are these pipes replaced or maintained, to your knowledge?
So we had a 40 million rand pipe replacement project in England, Hazel, 2 years ago. Two and a half ago. When I just got my counselor. The majority of pipes in Glen Hazel have been replaced. There's a few of the secondary lines which haven't, which I think this road is one of them. But we're at pretty much within the Glen Hazel area, probably 75 to 80% of the pipes are new PVC pipes, and they have an estimated lifespan of approximately 20 years.
Okay.
So those are good for a while. We just need to get the final minority resolved.
Okay. Daniel, at this point in time, is there any specific message you want to send out to the community regarding the status of this first water pipe and infrastructure within the area? Is there anything you'd like to specifically point out and just to allay any fears or concerns?
I think what the biggest message for Glen Hazel, Johannesburg, South Africans right now actually has to be that we need to get a government that's more proactive on maintenance of services and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And we all need to get out on the 29th of May to vote and ensure that happens. We haven't got any immediate concerns right now about the stuff in our area, but if we want to ensure that things don't deteriorate, we actually have to put up our hands and say we want the guys who are currently governing out.
Indeed. Leadership and direction and clarity is what we are striving for at this point in time. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to update us as to what's happening with this major water pipe burst by the corner of Somerway and Midway in Fairmount. Councillor Daniel Schaaf, Councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72.